T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, Joe. We had, I know nobody noticed, a left-wing terror attack.
Oh, really?
Last week.
There was a terrorist attack by someone from the left?
Yeah, that's why we don't know anything about it.
Uh-huh.
Or we know very little about it.
And where might that have been?
Washington State.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we talked about that.
I could do a whole show on this. I'm going to restrain myself.
Must you?
Yeah. And it was just so much else to cover. That's the problem. I mean, you could go back through the history of Washington State and the mayors there and the attacks that have been allowed on ICE facilities. And, the fact that when you call the police, they don't come. They were allowed to take over an ICE facility in Washington. The police don't come. You can call 911 all you want. It's lawless. Democrat Party policies are driving this terror. We just had a terror attack, and it was like it didn't happen. Do you remember when some Trump fan on our side sent the bombs that? They were like physically bombs, but they couldn't go off. But they were physically yes. If they had been properly wired, they would have gone off. But they were not properly wired, so they weren't going to go off. And that went on and on and on and on. And the right wing was disparaged, and Trump was disparaged of violence. Well, this guy firebombed an ICE facility and was shot and killed because he would not stop.
As he was shooting at law enforcement with a rifle.
With a rifle. So this is not just some nut sitting out there with a Roman candle. I mean, this was a full-on terror attack. There is nothing else that you can call it. And he left behind a manifesto in which he urged leftists to ignore laws in order to arm themselves. So he's got the Democrat Party message down.
It was an Antifa attack.
Yeah. Now, for the sake of fact, he is a former Antifa member who now says he's an independent.
Oh, okay. So he's an independent.
Right.
He's
no
longer a card-carrying member of Antifa.
No, and he says that he left Antifa because he basically wanted to do something even more radical than they were willing to do this week.
That's
next week's up in the air, okay, right? But this week.
Yeah.
All right. So William Van Sprousen, firebombed, set a car on fire, like you said, firing at the police officers who responded. Thank God no one was killed. They killed him. And he, in his manifesto, encouraged leftists to, use AR-15 rifles to arm themselves and to begin to do attacks on ICE facilities. He called his fellow travelers comrades. That's always a clue.
It's exactly.
Yes, I know. He urged them to ignore laws for firearm acquisition if they can get away with it, saying, I strongly encourage comrades and incoming comrades to arm themselves. Good God, where are we? The USSR? To arm themselves. We are now responsible for defending people from the predatory state. You remember, keep in mind, he attacked an ICE facility. Ignore the laws of arming yourself if you have the luxury I did. So he has got the Democrat message down, Pat.
Yes.
You're a Democrat. If you get mad, if you as Cuomo explained on CNN, if you look at somebody and they look like they're racist to you, you have the right to hurt them. This is the message that, physically hurt them. This is the message that has been sent out by them. And you know what is amazing? Not only has nobody on the left condemned this, zero, nobody's even asked them to condemn it.
Well, it's not even being covered.
No, except one person, a reporter with The Rebel, which is a right-leaning news site. I want to play this again. I'm going to play this in every hour because it is so stunning. It is so terrifying. It's AOC. It's 38 seconds long. He's walking down the hallway in Congress. He's following her. She's flanked by 3 staff members. And as you hear this, and again, you're listening on the radio, so you can't see it. So I'm going to paint the picture for you. He has the microphone in AOC's face the whole time, okay? It's not that she doesn't hear him. It's not that she doesn't know what he's saying. It's that she's refusing to answer. He asks her over and over and over again to condemn the terror attack in Washington. This is a guy who, again, as you said, Lee, opened fire on law enforcement. And the only one in the media that will even ask AOC this perfectly legitimate question is the folks from The Rebel. Fox News won't even do it. And listen to AOC's answer. I mean, this, if you want, you know, if you want to see everything Trump is doing right now to the squad justified, this is insane right here.
Will you condemn Antifa for the attack in Washington? It's easy to condemn a terrorist attack.
Again, this is AOC. She's walking. She's walking, 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 walking. She's glaring at him, you know, with her nasty ex-girlfriend look. You know the one. And she's glaring at him, giving him a dirty look. She sees him. Mike's in her face. She won't condemn the terror attack.
Sees us.
Will you be condemning Antifa? They firebombed an American facility. Will you condemn them?
Excuse us, we have to get to the committee.
Will you be condemning them? Do you feel like you have some responsibility in the attack with your rhetoric about concentration camps? Are you responsible? Do you feel ashamed?
He specifically cited her rhetoric of concentration camps.
Flipping the script on him.
Yeah, and she wouldn't answer. She won't condemn Antifa. This is what we're dealing with. If anything, Trump went too easy on them. But I think he's saving a lot of this. I mean, this is the level of radical we're talking about. How hard is it to just pretend that you're not a fan of Antifa's violent tactics? That told you everything that you need to know. She is willing to break the law or have her supporters break the law and use violence to get what she wants. That's terrifying. And the idea that criticizing her is offensive because it's somehow racist, even though Trump didn't mention, as you said, Lee, race?
No. There's nothing in here that's racial at all. Nothing in what the president tweeted out has anything to do with race. It is all policy.
And the wheels are coming off. Did you see this? Top Democrat activist Sean King. Sean King has been on all of the right stations, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all of those commenting. He is the head of Black Lives Matter, which is bizarre since he's white. Or practically white, or just pretty white. Anyway, so he's out there. He has a fellowship at Harvard. That's where he works, Harvard University. So, I mean, this is not a fringe dude. This is a guy who, you know, is called on to comment on television anytime a Black Lives Matter kind of thing happens. Did you see what he did?
No.
He praised the Washington terrorist. He cheered him on. He's a writer in residence at Harvard Law School's Fair Punishment Project. He'll still be there next month.
Yeah. That was the only fair.
I mean, so we got the leader of Black Lives Matter, a Democrat group, Sean King, praising the terrorist in Washington as a martyr, mind you, insisting he was not a terrorist or a crazy man, and egging people on to do this. So you have supposedly mainstream voices on the left, mainstream enough to have positions in the commentariat on television.
So it is
egging this on.
It is neither crazy nor a terrorist act to fire upon law enforcement and to firebomb a federal facility.
No, that's
nothing crazy
that's
or
nothing
terrorist about that. Yeah.
No,
okay.
That's totally normal. So that's what their rhetoric is driving, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it's driving. And it leads to a legitimate question. Are we in a civil war? If you look at the civil war, as people think civil war, they think like what's North versus the South. There's armies, people wearing uniforms, you tell who's who. But if you look at civil wars like across Central, you know, America, Latin America, this looks a lot like that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, you want to know what's weird? We had a left-wing terror attack in Washington State. The guy cited the very rhetoric that the squad is slinging, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's rhetoric. And as I pointed out in the last segment, no one on the left has condemned this. In fact, Black Lives Matter leader Sean King, a regular at the Democrat Party convention, he spoke at it, praised it, said he was a martyr. After he opened fire on law enforcement, after firebombing the ICE facility, he was killed, thankfully, by law enforcement before he could kill them. This was a left-wing terror attack. Stone-cold silence from the Democrats and from the left wing in this country. I'm not surprised. They were fine with it. It's what they want. But the stone-cold silence from the right is what's shocking. Not from the right. I mean, you know, right-wing sites and news sites have, you know, been appalled by this. But I mean the Republican leadership. Where's that? Where are they? Think about it. This is a slam dunk. All it would take, as I say every day, is for, you know, Mitch McConnell, Republican leadership. I mean, Trump could, we could vanquish the Democrats for a generation, bury them in this election, if the Republican leadership would just back Trump. Instead, they remain silent. Why? Oh, come on, it's a slam dunk. Call it a terror attack. Do a press conference. Bury them. This is violence. We don't want this in our country. From the bottom of my heart, I don't want to live through this. And this violence is being caused by the lies that they're telling, specifically AOC with the concentration camp thing on the border. The guy who did the terror attack, he's now dead. He cited the concentration camp rhetoric. We got them dead to rights. Their rhetoric is causing this. All it would take is just the GOP leadership to do it. But why won't they? Because they are owned by the immigration lobby. And the immigration lobby is so radical. The business roundtable, the suits at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that you don't want to do anything that might help stem the flow of illegal immigrants, including condemning an attack on an ICE facility. So they remain silent. They're paid to. Think about that. I mean, I don't expect the left to condemn this, but the fact that only Trump is out there. I mean, there are people, yes, there's Jason Chaffetz, who now has found his voice now that he's left Congress. And there's some people on Fox who are commentators. I'm not talking about them. We need the leadership to back Trump. It's the only way we bury them. He can't fight by himself forever, and they will not. Even a terror attack with an attack on law enforcement. They won't do it. They won't do it. It's all fine with them. I suppose that their political donors look at it like, well, maybe Republicans will be a little more afraid to speak out against illegal immigration if they think they might be shot by some left-wing loon. I'm not exaggerating. They're this crazy. It's the Republicans, too. It's not just the Democrats. But I want to read something to you. Because I, you know, I get texts all the time about us being in the Civil War. And you know what? That's not radical rhetoric. I mean, we had a poll, what was it, a year and a half ago? Majority of the U.S. thinks we're either in one or will be soon. So what I'm saying here is not crazy or radical. It's mainstream. That, you know, we'll be in one, we'll be in one. Remember that poll? We'll be in one within the next 5 years? I don't know. I'm watching what just happened in Washington. I think we're in one now. Now, most people think in the U.S. our sort of formative idea of civil war comes from our history books. It's the, like, actual civil war that we had, South versus North. Everybody had uniforms. You knew what side they were on. That's not how most civil wars look, though. And Clyde Lewis, you know, with Ground Zero, the show on on our station. Okay, yeah, he's nuts. UFOs and all that. Yeah. But the thing about Clyde Lewis is he lived in Buenos Aires during the Buenos Aires Civil War. And he did a show talking about what that was like and how he can see a civil war starting here. Tell me he's wrong about this. He says, most people are thinking right now that if there was, I'm reading from the transcript of a show, most people, which you can hear nights here at 106.3 WORD, most people are thinking right now that if there was a civil war in the U.S., it would be a two-sided war, i.e. civil war, Confederacy, the Union, blah, blah. Like, for example, Republican against Democrat or conservative against liberal. That is not the case, he said. Modern civil war would have many so-called sides, and he talks about how he saw this in Buenos Aires. In the dirty war of South America, there were several sides that were fighting. There were the Peronists, the radicals, the communists, the Nazis, the Catholic Church, the Jews, the junta, the police, and the Madres of the Plaza. Each group would have their own band of terrorists carrying out executions, abductions, and torture. We saw an attempted execution of the police and these ICE guys in Washington this past week. In America, we would have left-wing groups inciting violence or insurgency that would spark a response from Black Lives Matter. By the way, he said this months ago. That just happened. Black Lives Matter was like, heck yeah, he's a martyr, fight on. All eyes would be on Antifa, he said, as they're usually behind violent attacks. And he described what it was like to live in Buenos Aires. People think, oh, civil war, you know, everybody's out there, they're on the battlefield, they're fighting. It's not like that, he says. It's not what a civil war looks like. Not a modern one. He says it's various insurgencies battling. He said, you know, you could, most days, I'd get out, come out of my house, I'd get in my car, go to work. You'd hear gunshots sometimes, another part of the city or nearby. He's heard people executed, like on a street. He's seen that happen. Not seen it, but he's heard the shots of people, you know, they're found dead. But the vast majority of people just go about their lives. I mean, they shop, they go to work. I mean, nothing changes. That sounds like where we are right now. Because it sure sounds like what began this week. I mean, what have we seen in the last month? A journalist just wanting to, a gay journalist just wanting to cover an Antifa march. Beaten until he had a brain bleed. And it took a week of national pressure for there to be any arrests. What are we seeing now? We saw a left-wing terror attack on an ICE facility driven by AOC's rhetoric specifically. He used the word concentration camp. What more do we need, folks, to see what this is? And the left is fine with it. They want this. Why do they want this? Look, a lot of you, every day, I don't read your text and make some of you mad because I don't want to sound like a nut. A lot of you are on the text line. Oh, I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I got my guns. I'm going to go. That's what they want. Why do they want that? Why do they want you to fight? Well, all of you going, oh, I want to fight. We're going to win. Well, I mean, yeah, in an armed battle, we'd probably win. The left wants that. What do they know? What do they know that you're forgetting? What happens in a civil war? The governing ruling system is always overthrown by one side or another. What is their number one goal? What do they eat, sleep, and breathe to do in this country right now? What are all their efforts aimed at? You can see this with the anthem. You can see this with Megan Rapinoe. You can see this with the Betsy Ross flag. What are they trying to do? They're at the point in a radical agenda where they cannot go any further until the First, Second, and Fourth Amendments are abolished. Well, you can work at that electorally for the next 20, 25. You'd probably get there. Or you can have a civil war. And all that goes out the window. You're thinking, not if we win. Yes, if we win. Yes, if we win. It goes out the door. What are the guarantees that this wonderful, amazing, and magical system that the world has never seen such a combination of freedoms as the First, Second, and Fourth Amendment ever combined? That is a powerful, radical brew of freedom. Nobody's ever had it. They got to get rid of it. They cannot proceed. If we win, would you trust our side to leave things exactly as they are to fix it a little bit? Would you trust whoever was in charge? If you throw the rule of law away, dang, that's risky. Go look at the history of civil wars in the world. It lurches from one regime to the next, and eventually it always becomes left wing. The first regime that overthrows things might be a right-wing regime. You might think you'd like that. Trust me, you won't. We want the system we have. That's the one we have to fight for. We have to fight within the system. You do not want it overthrown. It is too risky. You're all wrong about that. And I know I'm going to get crucified right now on the text line. You don't want it. You don't want it. We don't want it. They are desperate for one of us to pull out a gun and defend themselves. Now, get it. I get it. If somebody is menacing with you with a gun, absolutely, you have to defend yourself. That's basic and simple castle doctrine. It's basic self-defense doctrine. I'm not talking about that. These people, Black Lives Matter, AOC, who I just played for you on tape, refusing to condemn the left-wing terror attack in Seattle. You know she refused to condemn it. Did you see that? The guy opened fire on four police officers, and she wouldn't condemn it. Why? Because they want us to fight back. You know what it'll do? It'll bring them all out of the woodwork. They'll go nuts. It's what they want. Don't give them what they want. We have to fight for the rule of law by winning at the ballot box.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How bad is this rhetoric that led to the Democrat, left-wing terror attack on the ICE facility? Again, the guy opened fire on the police, folks, after attempting to firebomb the place. He was there to kill ICE members. He only was stopped by the police officers who he attempted to kill. And so you had on Fox News this morning, Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner Mark Morgan begging somebody to condemn the rhetoric. Anybody. And they won't. Democrats, no surprise, they like the violence. But the Republican leadership, AWOL. Lindsey Graham, to his credit, has condemned it. But where's everyone else? Where's the senator, Tim Scott? Oh, he's out there wailing on Trump. Sir, hello? We just had a left-wing terror attack. Got anything to say about that? Hello? I mean, you know, while you're out there condemning the president for his comments on the squad, you should, you know, like maybe put aside an extra 15 seconds to say, hey, you know, left-wing terror, bad. No, can't do it. Can't bring it. Can't do it. Incredibly, AOC, given a chance, asked to condemn the Washington State terror attack on the ICE facility, refuses. She won't do it. Then they ask Ilhan Omar. I'm going to have this audio coming up. And they ask Representative Ilhan Omar, you going to condemn the attack on the terror center? No. Mm-mm. She refused to condemn it. She wouldn't do it. Change subject. So we're at the point now where we have Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner Mark Morgan begging somebody, anybody, please stand up for the men and women of ICE. They're going to get us killed. And again, I'd love to just attack my Democrat enemies here, but GOP leadership's right there with him, including Tim Scott. Call him and ask him why he won't condemn. Heck, why don't we add him to the list? Call him and ask him why he won't condemn the attack. Ask him. Can't be hard. I mean, I imagine it's not controversial.
Kind of long.
Anyway, this is, Mark Morgan, Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner.
Kind of lone wolf violent extremism. We know why it's happening is that the rhetoric that's out there from our own elected leaders are actually the vile rhetoric. They're attacking the men and women of ICE. They're attacking the men and women of CBP. It's unjust. It's unfair. It's misinformed. And outright, sometimes they're just lying to the American people. And it's undoubtedly fueling this. I'm outraged by that. Every elected leader, every Congress individual right now should absolutely be condemning any type of violence, especially targeted against the men and women who are enforcing the statutes and laws that Congress enacted. If you don't like the law, why go after the entity that's enforcing it? Go after Congress.
And all they got, including this isn't included, including most of the Republican leadership, is Trump's a racist. That's all I got. He should apologize. How about AOC should apologize for her concentration camp rhetoric, which was specifically cited by the guy who attacked the ICE facility? How about that? No, that's acting too much. And by the way, they don't even know what they're talking about. I played the audio from Nancy Pelosi keeps repeating that we can't stop asylees from coming into the country as illegal immigrants, from breaking into the country because they have a right to asylum. That's a lie. What the law says is they have a right to go to a port of entry and wait there while they, you know, fill out their application. They don't have a right to walk in the country. It's a lie. And I've been waiting for somebody to debunk this. Tom Homan does. Listen to this. You can tell AOC has been listening to Pelosi's rhetoric and actually thinks it's legal to illegally come into the country as long as you claim asylum. He tears her to pieces. She didn't know that. This is how ignorant they are of the law and how little they know what they're talking about.
Of the many that you recommended family separation.
I recommended zero tolerance.
Which includes family separation.
The same as it is with every U.S. citizen parent gets arrested when they're with a child.
Zero tolerance was interpreted as the policy that separated children from their
If parents. I get arrested for DUI and I have a young child in a car, I'm going to be separated. When I was a police officer in New York and I arrested a father for domestic violence, I separated that
Mr.
father
Holman,
from his family.
With all due respect, legal asylees are not charged with any crime.
When you're in the country illegally, it's violation 8 United States Code 1325.
Seeking asylum is legal.
If you want to seek asylum, you go through the port of entry, do it the legal way. The Attorney General of the United States has made that clear.
Okay.
She didn't know. She didn't know comeback. She turned the mic back. She didn't know because she's heard Pelosi repeat so many times, oh, if you claim asylum, you can just come into the country legally. No, you can't. By the way, that guy is Obama's ICE director. Process that for a minute. Here's what he said about sitting through that hearing. They literally are causing terror attacks with their concentration camp rhetoric, and they don't even know the law.
It is quite pathetic that I'm sitting there in a room of lawmakers that don't know the law. I mean, you had her. She obviously didn't know. I had to take her to school. Entry of the country illegally is a crime.
Yeah.
Which she didn't obviously understand. And the other congressman to leave, she didn't want to use the word illegal alien. I had explained to her, well, it's in the Immigration Nationality Act. You know, it's in the is in Title 8 United States Code. These are laws enacted by Congress. So if you don't know the law, I mean, I'm sitting in a room full of lawmakers. So they don't know the subject. I forgot more about this issue than anybody there would ever know. And it was really sad, pathetic that these people, they think they know what they're talking about. They don't. It's all pushing a false narrative. And let's try our hardest to stay away from the facts.
Tom, let's talk about rule of law.
Again, he's Obama's ICE director, not Trump's.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go, 71307, texter writes, Tara, your faithful millennial TJ from Spartanburg here, I'm saving a bunch of money on my taxes by switching my immigration status. Well, if you can find a way to do it, sir, not a bad idea. Texter writes, on the firebombing, we should also point out that the left was willing to roast every alien inside there for political gain. The left is using them as pawns. Oh, good point. That's not the Area 51 story. No, he's talking about the firebombing by the left-wing terrorist in Washington State of the ICE facility. Texter writes, I totally agree with you, Tara. Winning at the ballot box to preserve the Constitution is the only way to win. Yeah, I'm telling you, the left is trying to start a civil war. They want one. And all of you on the text line who are saying, well, you know, we'll win, we got more guns. Yeah, we do. They don't care. They want to get to post-constitutional America. They don't care if we're in charge or they're in charge. They just want to get past where we are now. The number one goal of everything they do, including importing all these foreigners who vote Democrat at a high rate, is to get rid of the First, Second, and Fourth Amendments. That is the goal. Their agenda is now so radical, they cannot do it with those amendments in place. They are stopping them. They're butting up against them. The fastest way to get them gone is some sort of overthrow of the current system. They get this. That's why they're pushing us with this stuff. Text writes, the left goes around telling the world that they might be offending someone somewhere, maybe, but when actually told by millions of Americans that what they are doing is offending them for sure, they give the offender loads of attention, fame, and complete sympathy for whatever the heck crazy thing they're pushing, all while claiming how bad it is to offend. It's amazing. Yeah, great way to put that. Text writes, what do we have the Second Amendment for if we don't put it to use? The more we allow these leftists to escalate their violence, the more of them come out. They are emboldened. We need to make their despicable acts a very undesirable thing to do. The ballot box is too far away, and a lot of bad can happen between then and now. Now, what we need to change are the norms. Right now, their norms are in force. Law is not enforced against left-wingers. It's enforced against right-wingers. There is only one way to change that mentality and maintain the First, Second, and Fourth Amendment and our, you know, amazing system and keep it intact and in place and safe, and that is to absolutely demolish them for a generation at the ballot box. So these things are never repeated again. We've done it before. I mean, they were running on socialized medicine back in the Clinton era. They learned. They learned when we took Congress back from them based on that rhetoric, and they didn't dare use it again until George W. Bush proposed the prescription socialized medicine for seniors. Then it became okay again. Thanks, George. We've done this before. We can do it again. We must try that first. The other route is too risky. I'm telling you, it's too risky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.